Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. The Picker Pals initiative was set up in 2018. It aims to empower and encourage young children to get involved and take pride in looking after their own local area. Picker Pals send picker packs containing rubbish picking equipment into participating schools and classrooms, highlighting the importance of littering being picked up and reversed. And it gives many of the children a chance to be their own leaders of the litter picking activity in their area and with their families. Joining me now is the founder of this program, Patrick Jackson, Lynn Harley, who is the principal of Borough National School in Sutton, who was one of the schools involved, and Penny Mangan, who is a current student of the Borough National School. Folks, you're all very welcome. Penny, let me start with you with the important stuff. What age are you?
Seven.
Very good. And what class are you in?
Second.
And who's your teacher?
Miss Anderson.
And is Miss Anderson listening this morning?
Yes.
She is, I see. And will the rest of your class be listening as well?
Yes.
Oh, very good. And explain to me who this gentleman is here. And why is he wearing a coat covered in rubbish?
He's wearing a coat covered in rubbish because it's all of the things that he's collected in his litter picking adventures.
All of this stuff that's sort of sewn onto it is stuff that he's collected off the beach and all that. So there's tridents and there's fishing lures and there's bits of plastic and it looks to be a spatula on there as well.
Yeah.
Have you collected stuff like this?
Well, I've collected a high heel.
You collected a high heel shoe?
Yeah.
Just lying on the beach?
No, not on the beach. Like when I was in the castle.
I see. And what do you do this on your own or do you do it with your class?
Well, sometimes we go on like beach cleanings, but sometimes they give Charles the pickup pal pack and then we can do it with our families.
That's brilliant. And do your family, do they enjoy doing it or do you have to push them out of the house and make them do it?
Well, I sometimes have to push them out of the house.
And how much if you and your family, how many are in your family?
Five.
Do you know, can you tell me all their names?
Jane, Juliet, me, Liam and my mum.
So when Jane, Juliet, you, Liam and your mum all go out, would you fill an entire rubbish bag full of stuff?
Probably like two.
Wow, that's amazing. Are you the best of the pickers in your class?
Probably.
Well, thankfully we have your principal so we can check that with her. Is this true, Lynn? Or do you have to rate everybody equally?
Oh, I rate everyone equally, of course. I've got to be very fair. But no, all the students at the Borough School are brilliant picker pallers. We're actually so proud to be the first picker pal school in the world over in Sutton. So this is a great achievement for us. All of the students really, really enjoy going out picking up litter. Who would have thought that picking up litter is such an enjoyable experience? But
well, if you're finding high heels...
And all sorts of other paraphernalia. No, the children really enjoy this activity. It is hard to believe, but they really, really love it.
The Borough School, given its location, you have a fair acreage to clean if you choose to, because you have dunes and you have a lot of foreshore. And
we've got the Burra Beach right behind the school. We've got Sutton Creek next to us. We've Boscaden Beach just near us in Howth. So there's lots of places there that are visited by many people throughout the year. And then it's great for our children to go out and pick up the rubbish and enjoy doing it.
And if Penny and her family alone are pulling out two bin bags every time they go out, that's a very good sign.
It's a brilliant sign. The children are brilliant, and get this initiative going and have the children, you know, it's their future, it's their world. And
is it pretty much done now, Penny, after all the work that you've done? It's pretty much finished. Do we need to keep doing it?
We probably have to keep doing it, because people always litter every day, and that's just bad for the planet.
Typical. Well, let's find out about it from this the man who started the whole thing. First of all, Patrick, briefly, your coat, it's an impressive construction.
Thank you very much.
Give it a bit of a wiggle till we hear it.
A bit of a wiggle.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So that is literally all stuff that you have sewn onto it that you have found on beaches and
indeed,
green
spaces.
Indeed,
that's the interesting stuff I found. Unfortunately, most of the stuff you find is horrible old cans and bottles. And
just
packaging.
Sit in a wee bit on that microphone if you would, Patrick. Yeah. So tell us then about the Picker Pals programme and why you started it.
Well, we started Picker Pals to make children excited about taking care of their local environment. So we've created these packs, and I even have one here for you, Anton, for you to nominate a school. And the pack contains high-vis vests and litter picker-uppers and gloves and everything. And then the kids all get these storybooks and worksheets and stuff. So it's in the classroom, and it's also they take it home. We've got good news is that we've been sponsored by government and also by some friendly companies like some of our sponsors, BMW, who've lent me a lovely car to drive around the country, and the Pickermobile, and AIB, eShop World, and we're actually recruiting schools at the
and
moment.
Is this something that's done during school time, or is it that you hope the students, like Penny and her family, will go out?
Oh, right, yeah. So the teacher chooses a different child each week, and that child takes home the pack. And then the parent is dragged out on a litter picking adventure by their child and taken around, and they have to put in the hard yards. And then the child goes back as the conquering hero and tells all their friends where they went, what they found, high heels, etc. And everyone's happy. And it's just making something fun out of something which is a pretty serious crisis that we've got. And we think that we're changing behaviour.
And what do parents feel about this, Lynn, when children arrive home and say, listen, you know the way you've had a long week? Well, brace yourself, put on the high-vis vest and the gloves. We're going litter picking.
As Penny said, sometimes they are reluctant, but really the feedback from the borough president or borough parents is definitely 100%. They really are enthused about it. And it also, as Patrick said, we're changing children's behaviours. They're really proud to go out and do this and be part of this and to clean up their own environment. And I suppose it gives discussion at home as well about, you know, the bigger problems of waste in the world. So the feedback is really very good. The children enjoy it.
Why do you have an alligator and what's that you have there? Is that a crab?
This is a Creek the Crab. No, that's Creek the Crocodile, and I can't remember this name.
Well, once you have Creek the Crocodile, my apologies to Creek the Crocodile for calling him an alligator. At the distance, I didn't tell them apart properly. And what do they do, Penny?
Well, you can make them talk like this. Hello, I am the crab.
Fair play for doing characters as well, Penny. That is good work. These are part of the storytelling part of it, is that it?
That's it, yeah. So that's the classroom bit, is all the fun in the classroom. And then the home link is, I think, the unique thing about Picker Pals is connecting the classroom with the home. So we're looking, if you're a parent out there and you think this sounds interesting, please do get in touch, because it's a free programme and we'll send it out to the schools. So we're actually looking for people to get in touch, teachers, principals, and also we've reached half the schools in the country now. So we're looking for the other half. So if there are any benevolent listeners out there who are looking to sponsor something.
Does it work as well for schools that are in urban areas? Because I mentioned to Lynn the thing of having the foreshore and the Burra Beach around the area of school that they're in. Does it work the same for inner city?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, we've got, I think we've hundreds of schools. I think we've over 300 schools participating in the four local authorities in Dublin. We're in every city and county in the country now. We're sponsored by 22 of the local authorities. And so it's really, yeah, it's popular everywhere. And it's not just beaches. I think we Picker Pals is not just about the beach, it's about parks, it's about your street, it's about just taking stewardship and being proud of where you live and all getting together and doing our bit.
Do you see it having an effect on the culture within the school and on the kids when they're not doing the specific picking? Do you find them cleaning up after themselves more, being more conscious of litter in and around the area, Lynn?
Oh, they're far more conscious of their own space now, and they're very keen to keep everything clean and tidy and litter free. So if it's having that effect just locally, then hopefully worldwide or nationwide, it's going to be, we'll see massive improvement.
And how arduous is it for the teachers involved? Because given the amount of pull there is on teacher resources at the moment and the amount of crowding that there is in a lot of classrooms, a lot may say, oh, I don't need anything else.
Well, absolutely. I do understand that. And the teachers have a very heavy workload. But this does not encroach on any of that. This is free, as Patrick said. The pack comes into the school. The teacher just distributes it. So the only thing they have to do is perhaps make up a little rota of who goes next to receive the pack. And other than that, that's it. And the children come in and they retell their story of what they found and where they went, and it's as easy as that. So I would urge other schools to come on board as well.
Well, if you want to get involved, is there a website? Is there, how do people get in touch?
They can go to the website, which is pickerpalsworld.org. We're actually administered and run in Ireland by Voice Ireland, which is a really good NGO, and you can find us through them, voiceireland.org also. Or you can just Google Picker Pals and you'll find us 150 different ways.
Patrick Jackson, thank you very much. Big thank you to Lynn Hartley, who is a principal in the Borough National School as well. And of course to Penny Mangan, who is a phenomenal picker pal herself and a student in Borough National School. Penny, how clean did you find the building of News Talk? Did we do okay?
Pretty clean.
Pretty clean, are we? Okay, well that's it. That's a huge relief. That is good to know. And are you going out picking this weekend?
Yeah.
Very good. Can I ask a favour before you go?
Sure.
Can you make the crab say goodbye? Thank you so much. That is Penny Mangan, student in the Borough National School.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends, Breezeline Internet and mobile. Get gig internet with a free month when you order online, plus a free mobile line for a year. It's everything you need at home or on the go. Visit breezeline.com today.